And we welcome you back to Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat from 96.1 WSBT and live on the Sports Beat app. I'm Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, Fighting Irish football insider for the South Bend Tribune. And we're joined by Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly. Coach, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, just like everybody else, trying to stay occupied during these very difficult times and spend a little time with you guys, talk a little bit sports and get away from all of these difficult situations we're running into.
No question. Well, Coach, we all want to return to normalcy, but as we know with this pandemic, there are so many unknowns. It's now April. What is your message to Notre Dame football fans who are wanting football to start on time?
Well, stay positive. I mean, you know, we have a choice. We can be negative and think of, you know, a lot of things that could go wrong, or we could be positive. I've always chosen to think in the most positive terms that we're going to have this pandemic under control to where we can resume in some sort of normalcy where we can play college football in the fall. So, look, if anybody can really predict what's going to happen next week, they should be in the stock market. I heard Kurt Herbstreit come out last week and say, no way. I mean, Kurt does not know what he's talking about. I mean, really, you know, for him to, you know, talk in those terms, he's not a scientist. He's a college football analyst. So we'll let the scientists determine those things. We'll prepare and know what we need to do and put things in place, knowing full well that we'll need some preparation time, but we're going to stay positive and prepare as if we're going to have a season in the fall.
Well, Brian, this is Eric Hansen, and if I'm playing the stock market, I'm buying toilet paper stock right now.
anybody that can deliver anything that delivers groceries to your home, right? You know, I think those are probably the smart plays right now.
There you go. I know you expect an injury question. I'm going to throw you a curve. I'm wondering, during this time, you've got such good leadership on your team. Are you able to integrate the player leadership, maybe through the SWAT teams, into the structure of what you're trying to accomplish at this point of the season, even academically and so forth?
Yeah, we do, actually. And you have to do it with the ability to build structure first. If it's, you know, everybody for themselves, then these teams really can't operate efficiently. So the first thing that we did is that we built our academic structure where, you know, we have responsibilities, you know, relative to the academic pieces in our academic resource program. In other words, individuals that are on SWAT teams have responsibilities in terms of tutors and the Writing Resource Center, and all of those additional responsibilities, and they're held accountable by not only their position coaches but by the SWAT team leaders. And they'll lose points and will obviously put their team in jeopardy from week to week relative to how they handle their responsibilities. The second thing is that we have a unified workout program that is built on resistance bands. So not everybody has the opportunity to get to a gymnasium. If they do, or if they have the ability to lift weights in their home, they can supplement some of the things within our resistance band workouts that Coach Bayless has put together. But it allows everybody to be accountable and turn in those workouts at the end of each day. And again, holding our players accountable allows our SWAT teams, and answering your question, to be actively involved and have the leadership still run this football team from a remote location.
You know, during this time, there was a huge recruiting weekend that you guys were going to have in March that ended up having to be canceled. And I know that there's recruiting that goes on in some form or fashion almost all year. What are the challenges for recruiting right now? And do you want kids to kind of delay their decision so you can get them back on campus at some point? Or are you just progressing as if, you know, let's make a decision and you can come visit us later?
No, I mean, we want them to complete the recruiting cycle. We've been at it, Eric, as you know, for quite some time here with especially the 21 class, in that we've put a lot of time, a lot of effort, building relationships. We don't want them to all of a sudden say, all right, we're ready to make a decision, unless, of course, it's Notre Dame. If we know they're going to choose Notre Dame, we're all for that. But if they're saying, listen, we're ready to make a decision on another school and we haven't seen Notre Dame, you know, we're obviously saying, look, complete the recruiting process. Let it play out. Don't make a decision under duress with the uncertainty of the times. This will pass. And it's important that we've taken all of this time in building these relationships. It's important that you complete this recruiting process. So we're doing a lot of that. You know, as you know, it's a lot more difficult in Notre Dame because all of our players are scattered throughout the country. And, you know, we're pulling them out of a geographical area. It's not like we're recruiting within 3 hours of our home base. If we were, it'd be a whole lot easier during this time. So, yeah, it's a lot more difficult, but it requires all of our coaches, and including myself, to be on the phone a lot more FaceTime, a lot more interaction with the student-athlete in getting them to complete this process.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, our guest on WSBT Radio. Brian, in today's South Bend Tribune, Eric delivered a Q&A with Jack Swarbrick, and one of the things I took away from the conversation that the coaching staff spends time communicating with your players about just their well-being and how school is going. Is there also time for football conversations, football technique conversations, or do you try to stay away from all that right now?
We haven't touched that yet. It's been important for us to look. We have never entered into this realm of online teaching before. It's new territory for our professors. It's new territory for our coaches. And in some instances, it's invigorating because we really are in a hands-on position with our student athletes. But there's a lot of work to be done in terms of the logistics and making sure that our guys have got, you know, the proper techniques and Zoom techniques relative to being in the meetings and the Wi-Fi and on time. And so it's really been about structure from an academic standpoint. It's been about a unified and uniformed weight training and conditioning program. And then beginning next week, we'll start individual meetings and then position meetings talking a little bit of football. But there's plenty of time for football. We wanted to make sure that the structure was there, first and foremost academically with this transition, and then to have a kind of a uniform conditioning program for our football team. Because, look, those are the most important things right now. We can get to the football. We'll have some time. If we're playing in the fall, we'll have enough time to catch up on the football.
Brian, I am going to throw you a curve and go back to the injury thing. I talked to Nat Marshall, who's an incoming freshman for Muffet McGraw's team, and she had an ACL tear she's coming back from, was doing really well with it. She cannot get out to get to injury rehab right now. She can do some things at home. I'm wondering, do you have players that are in that position where they can't get to machines or they can't get to therapists, but they're able to do some rehab at home?
Yeah, Rob Hunt is, we have five players that have been, you know, really worked on in terms of, you know, the interaction. 12 total guys that are doing some form of, you know, PT, but nobody is in a critical care kind of scenario where they're missing an apparatus or need a piece of machinery that is necessary for them to get their work. A lot of it can be done with resistance bands. A lot of that can be done with their own body weight. So we're in pretty good shape where we, and in our last meeting, we'll have another one today, with our medical team, there was nobody that was lagging behind relative to where this stoppage, in a sense, would cause anybody from not being prepared and ready to be back with us when we resume. So we feel like we're in a pretty good place there. Rob checks, and with his staff, they're checking on our guys, daily. and making sure that they have all their needs. And if they don't, we're sending them what they need. So I think we've got a pretty good system in place right now to care for our players.
And then, obviously, you had a huge group of freshmen, early enrollees, I think 8 freshmen and the 2 grad transfers. But what about kids like Chris Tyree, guys that were going to arrive in June and may still arrive in June? Are they being integrated into this process? Are they in sync with what you're doing from a workout standpoint, so forth yet, or do you wait till June with them?
No, they have the opportunity to be involved with what we're doing, and they have the workout opportunities. Some of them have already, because of their high school availability. Some of them have easier access. So we have obviously asked each one of them what they would prefer, but once they have signed a national letter of intent, we're able to send them strength and conditioning information. So each one of them has those options to be with us relative to the workouts that we're doing.
And with regard to the workout, you know, you were generous enough to let me kind of take a peek into the program before the 2017 season with you, and I saw all kinds of incredible sports science advances that I think have been a big part of the program surge. Do you have apps or anything like that that can simulate some of those great things that you have at Notre Dame that could be integrated into your process?
Yeah, we're using an app right now for our players that allows them to use their phones to actually complete their workouts and send them to us. So we get daily a full workout completed so we can track the progress of our players. So pretty handy from that standpoint. It's called Strength Builder, which allows us to implement the band workouts. We sent them 3 different resistance bands that allow them to do a full workout if they have no availability to weight training. They complete this workout on their phone or their laptop or an iPad, and then they're able to send it back to us. We then have subsequent pod meetings with each one of our 5 strength coaches with a group of players to make sure that they're getting their workouts and whether they need to change the resistance on each one of them. So feel really good about the organization of that and how we've been able to do that from a technology standpoint, more so than a sports science standpoint. So I think we're leaning heavily on the technology here more than the sports science.
In backing up to when all this began, you know, you had the one practice and then kids went on spring break, and some of them left the country to go on their spring break for various reasons. Did you have any crazy stories about them getting back, getting safe? And then you have Alex Ahrensberger, who's, I think, 6 time zones away right now.
Well, you know, Ahrensberger actually made his way back to Florida. He was going to stay in Florida with a teammate. And then because of the uncertainty and not, you know, we weren't sure what, you know, the prognosis was for, you know, how long we would be open. His parents were able to secure him a flight back before they closed travel. So his story was a bit of a, you know, quick turnaround. He flew from Europe to the United States, and then I think less than 24 hours later flew back to Germany. So his was a bit of a touch-and-go situation. I think everybody else was, you know, during that period of time, I was just on the phone a lot with our leadership and our, you know, our veteran players as to, you know, coach, what are we going to do? What are we thinking? And so most of it was just about, for me, constant communication with our players and trying to stay with our leadership to let them know what I was thinking and where we were going and handling this current situation.
Brian, I know something really close to your heart is when players come back to get their degree. You had Jalen Smith get his degree last year, and a couple other guys, Troy Nicholas and Josh, come back. And then I think this year you had Julian Love, Adams, and Nicholas all in school. Do you have any insight into how they're doing into this weird situation this semester?
Well, the last I know is that all three of them were scheduled to graduate. And so, my last conversation before we shut down and before we left for spring break, it was, I think it was this Friday before we left, Josh Adams was in our computer lounge in the Goog, working on a paper, and just having a conversation with him and how focused he was on, Coach, I'm getting this done. I'm going to get this completed. So just knowing those guys and how committed they were and given the current circumstances, I'm very confident that all three of those guys will be finding their way through this current situation to get their degrees.
As you mentioned kind of off the top, we're not scientists, so we don't know when we go back to more normal existence. But in your mind, what does the best case scenario look like to you right now with regard to the 2020 season?
Well, you know, again, it'd be ideal if we can be back and operational, sometime in the middle of June. It looks like it's going to be very difficult to get a spring ball in, but I'm sure that there's going to be some conditioning activities. But everybody across the board is going to be dealing with that. So I don't know that there's any real competitive disadvantage, from that perspective. The ideal would be, the middle of June, what precautions are going to be needed to take, in these situations. Hopefully that there's a test up that, is one that maybe the student athletes and all the support staff and coaches can take. And then we'll deal with, how we handle spectators. Maybe they have to wear masks before they can go into a game. There's a lot of things that from common sense that we can, kind of make this thing happen if, in fact, people continue to use good judgment. We've got 80% of the country that is, staying at home. If we continue safe distancing, if we use masks, if we continue to not overload our, our hospitals and our healthcare, I think we have a great chance of getting to that spot. But it's going to really be incumbent upon us over this next month to be smart and to be safe. And if we do that, I think the realistic and the best opportunity for us is the middle of June. But as I stated, I think I was on ESPN. I think June 15th ideal. I think July 1st is the drop dead date in the sense that July 1st is got to be the day where we have to start working out by July 1st. I think that's important for us to get our guys in a conditioning manner to play football.
Brian, my final question. There's been a bit of debate amongst media members and fans about truly the importance of spring practice. Team A had 8, Team B had 1. Considering Tommy is going to coordinate your offensive system, he's ran it as a quarterback, Clark's defensive system is in place, all things considered, would you say you're in pretty good shape and not really at that much of a disadvantage compared to other schools that maybe had a few more spring practices?
Yeah, I mean, would I have liked 15? Sure. But I'm not going to go in to the season with trepidation that, we're not going to get prepared to play whomever we need to play. We've got a veteran football team that knows how to play the game. I watched our first practice. I kind of know what we have. We've got a great staff. So if we have the ample opportunity to condition and prepare our football team from a physical standpoint, we're not going to fall into a position where we're not going to be prepared to be the best version of the 2020 football team.
Brian, last one from me. I have the great pleasure to have a little exchange on Twitter with your youngest son, Kenzel, and I'm telling you, he's my new favorite football player. But I'm wondering, you know, he's going to be going to, well, we had fun. I called you. I was explaining that he was going to be going to Grand Valley to walk on, and I said, this is where the elder Kelly had coached, just to differentiate them in the sentence. And he thought I was calling you old, so he delighted in that.
He reminds me quite a bit about being an old man.
Okay. But, you know, with him being really excited about his football future, I mean, what are you guys able to do together to maybe get him off to that start? Do you coach him? Do you guys work out together? Do you have Matt Bayless yell at him? How do you work that?
Well, he does. He works out in the Notre Dame weight room in off hours. He does not work out with Coach Bayless. He works out with one of his student assistants. So I don't want to take any of our full-time staff members. So generally it's one of the student assistants or the volunteers that are always looking for a little extra work and always a way to get in good with the head coach. So he's been pretty good with that. And then he likes to talk football. So it's kind of enjoyable that he can come home at night, because my wife is always right. So that's a one-sided conversation. So, you know, that one I can never win. This is kind of much more of an interchange about different strategies and techniques, so it's kind of fun.
Coach, thank you for doing this. To you and your family, please stay well, and we look forward to talking to you on the football field hopefully very, very soon.
Same here, guys. Thanks for taking the time, and be safe with your families as well.
All right, Coach, thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
That's Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly joining us on Sports Beat. More coming up from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.